continued down to show you Tavshin Lamed Zayin, September 28, 1976, continued.
Why not? Because he is, whether he's there on the score of Chirish or on the score of Zerei, I don't make any difference. So why not? So the Oruch explains it on the basis of Secretion Lichbeslein. Rashi couldn't explain it on the basis of Secretion Lichbeslein. Because Rashi Shittin's Secretion Lichbeslein is considered Mischal Midraisi. Teis Vesna Beine explains it on the basis of Lochash and Tzrich Legufo. But anyway, so that means that it's that he's potter on the score of Lochash and Tzrich Legufo. So how can Rashi say that Reb Shimon is made that he's Chayim? So said Vosom Lichbeslein Mischamle. Elok of the Rashi. But so we have to give a very simple teretz. I mean, it's not a lombish teretz, it's a very simple balabatish teretz. That in other words, what Rashi means here, Rashi of course is made it. That, I mean, it couldn't be any other way. Of course, according to Reb Shimon's, it's two separate Reb Shimon's. I mean, it's the same Tane, but it's two, there is no logical connection between the Reb Shimon's memory that Doshin Mishav Mizmutan Klaterikule. Quaterikule, including Shabbos, and Reb Shimon's memory that by Shabbos Lochash and Tzrich Legufo is potter. So it's two separate halachas. There is no logical connection. Now the Rambam, for example, he paskens like Reb Shimon in the halacha of Dorashim Mischav and Quaterikule, it's muter, and he paskens like Reb Yude that Lochash and Tzrich Legufo is chay. Most Rishayim pasken like Reb Shimon in both. All right, but it's two separate halachas. So when Rashi says here. When Rashi says as Mechimeid Reb Shimon b'midah lihich b'slei in Mishrame, because Rashi is not concerned now with the other shaila that is totally machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yude, which is a Shabbos dike machlekes, where the Melachos and Tzrich Legufo is chayv is potter. Who is concerned with that? Rashi is here concerned with the question of Dovashin Mishrame. So he says, in so far as Reb Shimon's din. Of Reb Shimon's din of Dovashin Mischav is concerned, so Reb Shimon is made the tiv made a mischav if it's a psikreishe. So then he's chayev in kolaterikule, including Shabbos. So memele, so in kolaterikule, Reb Shimon is made by psikreishe that he's chayev bein michalei and bein loyich pesle. So he's chayev in kolaterikule. Insofar as the question of Dovashin Mischav is concerned. But then, by Shabbos itself, so if it's Loyir Peslei, so then there's another Shite of Reb Shimon, which has nothing to do with this Reb Shimon. It just happens that Reb Shimon says two memres. But the fact that Reb Shimon says two memres, it has no special significance. It could be considered as if the two members had been said by two different Tanoi. It happens that Reb Shimon holds Lohash and Tzrich Legufo is potter. So Einoch Name, when Rashi says V'chim Eid Reb Shimon Midah Loich Peslei Im Yisram Yilcham Lcham, so he's made that he's chayev. So Rashi means as far as Dovash and Mischaven is concerned, so he's chayev. So Memele in Kola Tere Kule, so even according to Reb Shimon he'll be chayev by Lich Beslei. But by Shabbos, Tzikresh Lich Beslei, so for a different reason he'll be potter. Not because of Davashin Mischav, because of Melochashin Tzikresh Lich Beslei. But if someone will pass like the Rambam, like Reb Shimon Melochashin Davashin Mischav, and like Reb Yudeh Melochashin Tzikresh Lich Beslei, so then Rashi says that Reb Shimon will be chayev by Lich Beslei. And in Kolat Yerei Kule, so Reb Shimon himself will be mechayev. But Reb Shimon himself will not be mechayev by Shabbos Lich Beslei for a different reason. But this Rashi is not discussing that. So first of all, when Rashi says V'chi made Reb Shimon b'midah Lich Beslei, Rashi could have reference to Kol HaTorei Kule, not to Shabbos, and then to Shabbos too, but not alibe the other shita of Reb Shimon, alibe this shita of Reb Shimon. That's another shita of Reb Shimon. I mean, that's a simple teretz. Now. Then, on the contrary, there is a ktsas deichak in the Gemara according to Tesis Pshat. According to Rashi, there is no deichak whatsoever. But according to Tesis Pshat, there is a ktsas deichak. Because according to Tesis, so the reason as to why Hatzot Chalos and Vapeitze is not Chayev Mishunitlas Nishome is because it's Lochashim Tzichel Guf. So that means only according to Reb Shimon. He's not chayev mishum tilas nishamim. Vasheken, according to Rabbi Yudeh, who says melachos nitzchil gufei is chayev, so we'll be chayev. Rabbi Yudeh is mentioning in this price. Rabbi Yudeh im chayev shtayim, tzod and dosh, but sholich. It should be a sholich. It should be sholich. So according to Teisves, we have to say, I think I mentioned it last time, according to Teisves, we have to say that when Rabbi Yudeh says, Chayiv Shtayim, so Rabbi Yudeh is, and Rishenim pointed out, Rabbi Yudeh is addressing himself to the Rabbonim. And he said, you Rabbonim, you say that Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo, you hold Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo, is poter, but some Mele is not Chayiv Sholish, according to this premise that Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo is poter. But Shtayim should be chayev. Even according to the premise that Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo is poter, Shtayim should be chayev. But Rabbi Yudeh himself, he holds that he's chayev sholish. Sot, dosh, and the Tzilas Nishon. Tzilas Nishon. Alright. We take the Psev Rekamedar Gige. So in other words, so we have to say that Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo is not based, the Ptur of Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo is not based upon Leches Machsheves. Because if it had been based upon Leches Machsheves, so the same Gzeras HaKosov that tells us that Mikalko B'chabo is Chayev, even though Mikalko is based upon Leches Machsheves, should also tell us that Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo is Chayev by Chabo, and by Tzilas Nishon. So he says, V'teime dipsef perikame, dipsef perikame dergige mashma, v'hod dipotar apshimen, Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo, Haine Mishum Diboy Melechas Machsheves. It's not so explicit in the Gemara in Agi. You can explain the Gemara that way, but it's not so explicit. Vim came Bechavure, the Liboy Melechas Machsheves, the Chayev Ba Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo. Chayev Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo. Now, Rashi Shite, so according to Teisves, there is that Deichak in the Gemara that Rishenim point out. So the according to Teisves, that the reason is why he's not Chayiv Tzilas Nishom because Melochashin Tzrichol Gufo, so then Rabbi Yudeh, who is Mechayiv Tzilas Gufo, should be Mechayiv Sholeish, and Rabbi Yudeh says Chayiv Shtayim. So we have to say, that's the Deichak, that Rabbi Yudeh is addressing himself to the Rabbanon. And he says, "Alibe the Rav Shimon's din of Lord Tzilas Gufo Poter, he's Chayiv Shtayim. But Alibe the day, Alibe Nafshi is Chayiv Shol. Mashenik they call it Rashi. So the Gemara is not Chizer from Misasi, and even the Maskona of the Gemara. So he's not Chayiv Tzilas Nishom because it's inconsistent with Lachas Machsheves. Why is it inconsistent with Lachas Machsheves? According to Rashi, because it's Koshal. So if he's indifferent, then it's not inconsistent." But if it's kosher, then it is inconsistent. So we said we saw the Gemara increases. That so we saw from the Gemara increases, we saw that misasik. There are two kinds of misasik in Shabbos. There is one kind of misasik in Shabbos where a person does the meloche unconsciously. In other words, he's not conscious of the fact that he does meloche. Let's say if somebody has a handkerchief in his pocket and he doesn't know he has a handkerchief, or he has money in his pocket, he doesn't know, he walks in the street and he carries it a whole day and not knowing that he had something in his pocket. So the mele, it's no maisavir. So the mele, he's potter. So that means, as Reb Chaim calls it, shaloinases bidiose ubimachshav. But then there is another halacha of misasik, not that it's done unconsciously. In this case, it's certainly not done unconsciously, because when he squeezes out the blood from the chalozen, he is certainly conscious of the fact that he's deadening the chalozen. He knows that. He has no doubts. So Bishleimim, when one walks on glass on Shabbos, he doesn't know. He knows possibly he'll pluck out glass, but he doesn't know. He's not sure. So merely the element of Yedi is missing. But here, the element of Yedi is not lacking. He knows that the chalozen will be dead as a result of the squeezing out of the blood. So the element of Yediyah is not lacking, but it's another kind of misasik. The element of Rotzen is lacking, and that we saw, it's a Gemara Meforeshes. It's a Gemara Meforeshes. Gemara Meforeshes that Shovdo Melakit Melibet. So from that Gemara we see that Melechas Machsheves implies a din of Yediyeh, and it implies a din of Rotzen. And the din of Rotzen is more than the din of Yediyeh, because as far as Rotzen is concerned, so not only do we require Rotzen in respect to that melochet, in other words, that if he doesn't have the Rotzen to do that melochet altogether, so then it's not a Ma'is Aveira. Even if he has the Rotzen to do that melochet, and even if he has the Rotzen to pluck out, let's say, a Teino, but his Rotzen is to pluck out this Teino, and instead he plucks out another Teino, it's the same mean and the same Eloche. So there is Rotzen for the same Eloche and for the same mean. So then it's inconsistent with Masheves. Mashein Kein, vis-a-vis the requirement of Yediyeh, so only when there is no Yediyeh that he's doing in Eloche. Mashein Kein, if there is Yediyeh that he's doing in Eloche, but there is no Yediyeh that he's plucking out this mean, and he thinks he's plucking out a Teino, and the truth is that he's plucking out a grape, so then there is a machlekes. So the element of Yediyeh is lacking in regard to the specific mean, not to in regard to the meloche, just in regard to the specific mean, then there is a machlekes between Rav Elazar and Rav Yishua. But if the element of Yediyeh is lacking in regard to the whole meloche, then everybody agrees that it's inconsistent with Masheves. Mashein Kei, v'nigei the element of Rotzen, so even if there is Rotzen in regard to the meloche, and not with Telish, and there is Rotzen in regard to the specific mean, but there is a question as to whether, but he wants his Rotzen is to pluck out this thing or this thing, and he blocks out another thing, the same mean. So it's still inconsistent with Allah and Hashemis. But we see from that Gemara of Ovat Melakim Milibay, Ovat Melakim Milibay, and the way the Rishonim correct, Bakoshosei Umachshavtei. So what is Bakoshosei? Bakoshosei means Rotzen. Machshavtei means Yediyeh. Means Yediyeh. So we see that there are two halachas of Misas. And both are implicit in the Xerzakos of Melachas Machsheves. One type of Misasik is when the Meloche is done not with Yosei. The other type of Misasik is when the Meloche is done Shaloi Batsein. When the Meloche is done Shaloi Batsein. Shaloi Batsein. All right, now in regard to the halacha of Misasik, now there is a tshuva, a very important tshuva in Tshuva Rabbi Kiveya. Rabbi Kveger is mechadish a very important kisod. Now, the Gemara in Krises, and it's also in Shabbos. I mean, that's before, that's enough. That's dafayin beis, the sugya dafayin beis. So there is a din of misasik in Shabbos, and there is a din of misasik in Kol HaTikun. Asher yechto bo prat lo misasik. So misasik is potter of a korb in Kol HaTikun, except chlovim varayis. So Shmuel says a misasik chlovim varayis chayev. So it's a special aloch by Chlom Varayis, but in Kol HaTerikule, even not Shabbos. So he's poter, Misasik is poter. For example, if somebody would be Misasik in Shechitas Kotchim Bechutz, now there is a korb when one is Shechit Kotchim Bechutz, so then he's Chayev Echatos. So suppose he'll Shecht Kotchim Bechutz B'Sheyik, and he'll be Misasik, so he's poter of Echatos. So Rabbi Kveger is mechadesh echidesh that there is a fundamental distinction between the ptur of misasik gabi Shabbos, which is implicit in the Gzeras HaKos of Melachas Machsheves, and the ptur of misasik in Kol HaTerikule, which is implicit in the Gzeras HaKos of Hashayach Tabo Prat Misasik gabi Shabbos. So if someone is a misasik, who is ever nachas lebisyachiki, v'yikabov loishal, v'yikabov v'shochal v'itzio. So it's not only his fatah v'kavim. If some, he's not. It's not no my saveira midrais. If somebody carries many things in his pockets and he doesn't know that he's carrying them, so it's no my saveira midrais. No my saveira. Mashein ki nikolatere kule. Let's say in Shchut Echutz, if somebody is a misasik in shechting kochim bechutz, so it's a ptur of korb, but in Maisa Avera it is. And what is raya? What is raya? There is a tshuva in tshuva from here. His raya is from hamoitzi klayim be big day, so peishton afilu bishuk. And the aloha is not only in his own baget. He has to take it off from somebody, from another Jew also, because of lafushim yisur. So the question is, Rabbi Krieger asks, if Reuven sees that Shimon is wearing klayim, why does he have to take off his jacket, the klayim? After all, he doesn't know. So he's misasik. And misasik is poter. The answer is, misasik is only a ptur of korb. But it's not of korb, my savere, only gabi Shabbos. So in Echaname, if you see somebody is carrying in his pocket on Shabbos, and you know that somebody who is carrying in his pocket on Shabbos, he doesn't know that he is carrying his pocket on Shabbos. He doesn't know that he has his wallet in his back pocket. He's not unaware of it. So you don't have to tell him. There is no mitzvah for Fushim Yisur, because he has no avera. Mashein kei gabi klayim, if you see that someone wears a baggage shel klayim, you know it's klayim. So Yamechu, you have to take it off from him. You have to tell him, take it off. Because of Tichoche. But he's a Misasik. Misasik is no Afkoy of Maisaver in Kolatere Kule. Only Gavishans. Now, the Loshna Rambam, in Perikalef Milchas Yisure B.A., the Rambam says like this, HaMisasik Ba'arayes Chayev, Shecheinen, V'chein HaMisasik B'chayov Lav Mushnias. Omar Avrom, so the Rambam is Masik. Omar Avrom, Chayov Lav Mushnias Lo Yadait. So the Kesef Mishneh explains it. In other words, the Soge of the Raibed is, what is Misasik? Every Misasik is a Shedik. Every Misasik. So Bishle Meligabi Achayes, where Shedik is Chayov Ikhobm, and in Kolatere Kule Misasik is Potter of Ikhobm, but by Chobm Varayes there is a special Zasakosuk. That if Misasik is Chayov Ikhobm, so that's why the Rabbim has to tell us, HaMisasik Bechlom Varayes Chayov, HaMisasik Varayes Chayov, Shechinen. Masheim Ki Chayov Lam, there is no Chobm Bishedik. So, b'chayiv lavim. So, b'meizi there is malchus. Meizi teidim asroya there is malchus. And shnias, so b'meizi there is makas mardus. But if he's a misasik, so he's a shegik anyway. So there is. So why does he mention that misasik is chay? That's the asogis haray. So because Mishnah says v'kavonis rabbeinu that when he says chayiv means chayiv l'shamayim. What does it mean chayiv l'shamayim? It means it's a ma'isavera. That's what Chayiv Lashemayim means. It's a ma'isavera. So it's explicitly mentioned in the Rambam that Hamisasik b'chayiv lav mushnias. So it's Chayiv Lashemayim. It's a ma'isavera. Why? Because shechinen. But in kol atere kule. So only here, because here it's nene. It's like a rayas, except that it's Chayiv lav mushnias. So shechinen. So there is no din of misasik. Masheim ke nikol atere kule, where is not nene, let's say in shchut echutz, so then he's not chayav l'shamayim, it's not a ma'isaver, so it's mentioned explicitly in the Rambam, the chesur b'ye, not like Rabbi Kveya, but Rabbi Kveya's raya appears to be a good raya, I mean from a meitzik laim, the big day, and the beget chavere, so we see that it is a ma'isaver, but Rabbi Kveya's raya is a good raya, Alibe Teisve Shite. But it's no Raye Alibe the Rambam Shite and Alibe Rashi Shite. Now they are in Gemara in Chrisis. In the Gemara in Chrisis Daf Yutes. And the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis. Omud Beis. So there is a Machlekes between Rashi and Teisve. Now we have two Misasiks. We have a Misasik of Shabbos, which is implicit in the Gzal Sakosuk of Melechas Machsheves. And we have a misasik of of Klatepule, which is implicit in Exasakosu Vashiyachtabo, Pratle Misasik. So what does Misasik mean? So Rashi and the Rambam, they both say that the Misasik of Klatepule, now all the Shin Megli, that the Misasik of Shabbos is something other than the Misasik of Klatepule. So Rashi and the Rambam both say that the Misasik of Klatepule that we say, Ashiyachtabo Pratle Misasik, means nischavein leachel chilev ze v'nish mito yodei v'yochlo chilev ach. So by chilev ischayev shechineni, but by something else he would be potter. Let's see bashkut echutz. So suppose there are two behemes. One beheme is a behemes kochit, and one beheme is a behemes chum, and he is mischavein to shecht the behemes chum nish mito yodei, because the two behemoths were close to one to another. So Nishmita Yodei, instead of shechting the behemoths chum that he intended to shecht, so Nishmita Yodei and he shecht the other behemoths kochim. That's misasik. So he's potter, we call. Masha'in came, if he was mischaving to that behemoth, but he was mistaken as to the identity of that behemoth. He thought that behemoth was chum, and then it turned out that that same behemoth was kochim. Then he's chay, we call. Then he is chayvicho. That's the pshat of Rashi and the Rambam in Asheyachte bo prat misasik, in misasik v'alterkul. Then, but Mileches Machsheves implies, according to Rashi and the Rambam, that even if it was mischaven to the same thing, but he was mistaken as to the identity of it, so he is still potter. It's still misasik because of his special chiddush in Shabbos. So by Shabbos, so let's say, suppose he was mischavein to be magbia, let's say, a certain vegetable was on the ground, and he thought that it was already plucked out from the ground. So he was mischavein to pick it up, and then it turned out that by picking it up, he plucked it out. So he was mischaving to the same thing that he plucked out, but he was just mistaken as to the identity of the thing. So he's also potter. In Kolatere Kulei would be chayim in such a case. That's the shita of Rashi in Krisis, Rashi in Shabbos, and the shita of Rambam also. Teisves says just the opposite, just the reverse. Teisves says that the Mashiach Tobo Prat Misasik of Kolatere Kule has reference to a case, let's say, Bashkut Echutz. So Misasik is potter. So let's say, if he had a behemoth before, and he was mistaken as to the identity of that behemoth, he thought that behemoth was a behemoth chum, and he was sheichet et v'chutz. It turned out to be a behemoth kochim, so he's potter. But if he was mistaken as to the identity of the chaticha, he thought it was shumet, and it turned out to be chaylev, so it's chayev shechinen. So according to Tesis, misasik v'latere kule is reference to a case where he was mischaven to the same thing, but he was mistaken as to the identity, and the misasik of Shabbos has reference to a case of two separate objects, where he was mischaven to one thing and mischaven to your day, and he was stealing something else. So then you'll ask, you can ask, according to Tesis, that even in Kolatere Kule, so he is potter. Even in Kolatere Kule, he is potter. When he's mischaving to the same thing, but he was mistaken as to the identity of the thing. So, lachaskamo v'chamo, he should be potter, where he is mischaving to one thing, and nishmit to yodei, he did something else. That's more misasik. So why do we need this special Xenosakosu Gabi Shabbos? So that's one of the kashes of Rabbi Gveiger, and Rabbi Gveiger gives the teretz, because in Kolatere Kule, Einoch Aname, even if we didn't have Gzeras HaKosuv of Melechas Machsheves. So according to Teisa Shite, the Misasik of Pater Rekula Sheyachtem of Pater Misasik implies that if he thought it was a Beimas Chul and he was Sheyachtem and it turned out to be Beimas Kochim, so he's Pota, so Lachas Kamo Vechamo, that if he was Mishavim to one Behemoth that was Chul and then Nishmit Yodei and was Sheyachtem another Behemoth that was Kochim, so he's certainly Pota from the same as Akosuf. So Memela, we don't need Gzeras HaKosuv Davi Shabbos that he is potter in case of Nishavin to one and then he was tailing something else. But why do we need a special Gzeras HaKosuv Davi Shabbos that it's no Maisa Aveira altogether? Because if there hadn't been a special Gzeras HaKosuv, Davi Shabbos, so then Shabbos would be like Kol HaTorah Kula. But we don't have to resort to this teretz by Rav Gleiger, because there is a simpler teretz. The reason is why, in Chaname, according to Tesis, the Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula means he was mischaven to the same object, but he was mistaken as to its identity. So if such a case is Potter and Kol HaTorah Kula, so in Shabbos is also Potter. But Mimele, if he was mischaven to one thing, and he was mischave, and then he did another, he was stealing something else, so of course he would be potter. But if there hadn't been Gzeras HaKosuv of Melechas Machsheves, and we only had the general Gzeras HaKosuv HaShiyachtem Prat Misasik, so Misasik would only apply to a case where he was mischaven leheter, not where he was mischaven leisa. Masha'inkein Gabi Shabbos, there is a lot of Melechas Machsheves that if he was mischavin to this Mechuber and he was stealing another Mechuber, he was mischavin Yisrael. He was not even Shadei. He was mischavin Yisrael. So he's also Potter. That's why we need Gzeras HaKosuv of Melechas Machsheves. But in Echname, in regard to the case where he's mischavim to one heter, and he did something else, and he plucked out another heter, and he plucked out another thing, so then, even without Gzeras HaKosuv of Melechas Machsheves, he would be potter because of Asher Yachtem Prat Misasik. If he's potter in the case where he plucked out the same thing that he was mischaven to, but he was just mistaken as to its identity, Lachaskamo Vechamo, if he was mechaven lezev, nishmit yodei v'olcho lacheres. But we need a Gzeras HaKosuv of Melechas Machsheves that even where it's mischaven lisa. And Rashi says that in Krisis, that Melechas Machsheves implies even where it's nischavein liyisa. I mean, the Gemara says it. Rashi says it as pshat in the Gemara. So Rabbi Kveigas Raya is from the Gemara of Hametzik Lai in the beginning. But actually, this Raya of Rabbi Kveigia is a good Raya according to Teis Veshite. The Teis Veshite is that Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula means nischavein liyisa chaticho. Kosovo shehu shumem v'nimtso shehu chaylev. So that's in Misasik, but by Chilef is Chayev. Why? Because Shechinene. So Mimele. But by Shchut Echutzi is Poter if he was mischaven to that Beime. But he is mistaken as to the identity of the Beime. He thought it was a Chul Dike Beime. Turned out to be Kochim Dike Beime. So it's a good Raye. So Mimele, Amit, Iklaim, Bigde Chavere. So it's also, he's mistaken. The person who wears the jacket of Klein is mistaken as to the identity of the baguette. Mimele it's misasik, and still there is a din of lafushim misure. So it's a good raya that hashiach de boprat misasik only implies a p'tur of korb, but not a koy of maisavire. Mashein kein according to the Rambam and Rashi, that hashiach de boprat misasik is reference to a case who is mischaving to one behemoth, which was a behemoth's chum, nish mit yodei v'holcho al behemoth acheres that is kochim. So that is misasik. Mashein kein, if he was mischavin to that same behemoth, but he was mistaken as to his identity, so according to the Rambam and according to Rashi, it's not misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula, and he'll be chayav mikor by shchut echutz in such a case, if he just was mistaken as to the identity of that behemoth. So mimele hametzik lain bebeget chaverei, so they are. He's only mistaken as to the identity of the beged. So it's not even misasik. That's why there is a chiyuv of lafrusha misure. Mashenke, in the case where a person, let's say, will have kavone to put on one beged that is not klein, and then nishmita yodeyan will put on another beged that is klein, so if another person sees it, he's not mechuyev to tell it. Because then it's not a maizavere. So mele, there is no. So the, from the Rambam we have a raya. The Rambam says that the chaim chayov v'lav mushnias. So misasik is chayev chayov l'shemayim is maizavere because shechinene. The implication being, let's say that in kol atere kule, there is no maizavere. It's not chayev l'shemayim. So it's not like Rabbi Kveya. So but Rabbi Kveya's raya is a good raya according to Teitzves. That the misasik of kol atere kule has reference to a case where it was of mistaken identity, not where it's mischavent one thing and nishmit yodei v'olchol acheres. So Enochaname, according to Teisves, the p'tur of misasik is only a p'tur of korban, but according to Rashi and the Rambam, the p'tur of misasik is afkoye of the ma'isavim. Now, keichad leitzel tzive, kosher levi, di mikol mokim alun kilas adam lechayiv nishim kilas nishon, v'nire כלושן אחר שפירש בקונטרס, בריש מן השרוצים. דחייבו בין חייב משום דהב וטוב לדשכת, וחייב משום תלס נשומת. ונטילס אדם, היינו תלס נשומת, כי דחסיב כאדם הוא הנפש. Why does Thesis elaborate on that? Because there is another sheet for Rishayni, that the reason as to why Chivel is חייב משום תלס נשומת, תלס נשומת, is because he is machlish the organism. By making chabura in the organism, so he's machlish the organism, so malikatle kule, malikatle palge. I mean, I'm using that expression. So mimele, it's a told of nitilas nishom. Told of nitilas nishom. If we say like that, then there is no kash. Because if chabur, it's as dav, is chayet, mishum nitilas nishom, on the basis of the fact that he's machlish the organism, so mimele, we could say, here, just as we say ligabe the nitlas nishome mamish, that it's koshale, but tvei nichale keicher litzel tzivei. So ligabe hachloshes a organism, hachloshes a goop, it's also keicher litzel tzivei. So it's koshale. But so Teisves proves that the reason is why chayvil is chayev, mishum nitlas nishome, is not because he is machlish the organism. If we said that it's because he's machlish the organism, then there wouldn't be any kash. So Teisves first proves no. The reason is why Chayil is Chayim Tlus Nish Tov Tlus Nishome because Adam Hu Ad Nefesh. So the blood is the main principle of life, the main substance of life that makes an organism live. Without the blood, it couldn't live. So Mimele, so the taking out of the blood, that's the Nitlus Nishome. And so you cannot say that he doesn't want to take out blood. I mean, that's his whole purpose. He needs the blood as a dying agent. So Teisa says, "V'nirek losh nachas shepirish v'kintches pirish minis shrotim v'chayiv ben chayiv mishum davetol d'shechet v'chayiv mishum nitilas nishome unitilas adam." Because Rashi has another loshin that chayiv is chayiv mishum tzeveya. So he says, like the loshin that is chayiv mishum told nitilas nishome. So why is it told nishome? Because until the Adam had until the Nishama, he was sick Adam and Nefesh. Ukach Hesh Otsim Shesh Lemeir, Chayev Nitzra Adam, Aho Pishalo Yotso, the Chibish Nitzra, Seifi Lotzis, Elo Shato Eir, Miatve, Ushosh Otsim Shesh Lemeir, in the Chayev Ashe Yitzim Adam, Aho Nitzra Adam Velo Yotso, by Shosh Otsim Loy Mechayev. Because since they don't have an ear, and it's lo yotzo, so he say filarzeir. Dimo yosei filotzei, so yitzim yad, sheino yom ha'akve. Anyway, so Teisves elaborated on that to point out that the chiyuv of nitilas nishome is based upon the fact that Adam hu ha'nefesh. So the mele we cannot say in regard to the told of nitilas nishome, tvei nichle keich leitzel tzivei. Because that's his interest, that's his concern, to get a blood, to be used as a dying agent. So the question is, so may let him be chayev on the toll of the score of the toll of the nitzishom. Veheishiv le'rametal, the dam chalozin oro litzvi and mifket pochit, v'lo mechayev aleisa adam mishin tulas nishomet, v'al dam achar ayetzi imi namo le'mechayev, v'lo imichalei, keichad leitzel tzivei, avolein liforosh di tulas nishomet hayne shemachli shisi dobo shachayu bei, digabi dam psulim, matzo, so Ramtam's teretz was, that There are two dams in the halos. One dam that is adapted as a dyeing agent, but that dam is mikteh pocket, so there is no hapoe. It's just contained in the halos. So you don't have to resort to any injury in order to obtain the dam. That you can squeeze out the way one squeezes out milk from the udder of the behemoth. And then there is another dam that is chabura merba. But that dam that is chabura merba, so that is not even adapted for as a dying agent. So mimele, and for the dam that is roli tzviye and that he really wants, so that is not at all because of shomer, because that's mifket pocket. The other dam, so he's not mechuyev because he doesn't want it. On the contrary, he's unhappy about the fact that he's made the other dam too, because that diminishes, that reduces the brightness of the color to a minimum. Avlei miforish. So why do you say Avlei miforish? Because if we are going to assume like that, then we can give a simple teretz under his kash. But he says no. Avlei miforish tos nishomei shemachlish lidor shachilu bein. The Gabit Damsun, the Gemara in Ksuvah says, that Gabit Damsun, if it's chabura merber, so bilas mitzvah is oser. So bilas mitzvah is oser. Ma tzorech lechlisa seilcho. The Gabit Mila ma tzorech lechlisa satineit. Elol in tilas adam, kol in tilas nishomei, kidiperashit. I have to make it plain to New York. I'm sorry, that was just a short shiur. Now Thursday there will be a shiur, and we'll finish after the Mishneh, and the Pchine will be given on Friday. The Pchine will be given on Friday, and it will not be postponed any longer. And it will cover on all the Gemara and the Shiurim from Ovis Meloches Aboim Chosrachas, and also on the Shulchan Aruch, Lichas Rosh Hashanah and Lichas Yom Kippurim. I mean that we cover in the morning, that will cover. I mean next morning. I mean. And on Thursday morning.
Twelfth Shir in Shabbos Vav Tishrei Heitov Shalom in Zion, September 30th, 1976, on Thursday.
The sugi of Sikreishe. So there is a Gemara in Krisis. I forgot to tell you last time to go over the Gemara in Krisis. Daf Chof, Omud Aleph, and Omud Beis. Tonu Rabbonon, the Reb Chaim is based upon that Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Achite Gecholim B'Shabes, Chayev Chatos, Daf Chof Omud Aleph. So that Achite means if he stirs the Gecholim, he turns over the Gecholim. So when one stirs the Gecholim, so the heretofore upper Gecholim become lowered, and the heretofore lower Gecholim are raised. So if you stir the Gecholim, so the Gecholim that heretofore were at the bottom, so now they are raised. So as a result of being raised, you are mavir them, and the Gecholim that heretofore were on top, now they are lowered. So you are mechaber them. Either you are mechaber them completely, or you lower the fire. But there is a havore and the heretofore lower Gecholim, and the kibu and the heretofore upper Gecholim. So achite Gecholim b'Shabes chayev chatos. One chatos. Reb Shimon Elozarei Meir Mishum Reb Lezer Reb Tzodek chayev shtayim. Mipnei shu mechabes elyeneis umavir es atachteinis. So that means according to the Kami is only chayev one. Chayev one on the score of the kibu ho elyeneis. But he's not chayev according to the Nekame, another chatos, on the score of the avore of the tachtenis. Whereas according to Reb Shimon Elozar, Mishum Reb Lezer, Reb Tzodek is chayev shtayim. One chatos for being mechabed el yeneis, and another chatos for being mavad el tachtenis. So the more esikashim, my eskinon. Idiko mechabin lich beis ulehavir. If his kavone was to do two things, to be mavir the tachteinis, and to be mavir the tachteinis, and to be mechabed elyeinis. So you should be mechuyev. So why does the Tanakhama say he's only chayev on the score of kibu? Elo de loiko mechabed lahavir. My time demand mechayev tal. So the Gemara says that on the base. So the Gemara says Ravashi omar kigin shenischavin lirbis. The machleket between Tanakam and Reb Lezer Reb Tzodek has reference to the case, so his kavone was to be mechabe the liens. That was his kavone. He didn't want that the apet acholim should be burning with such a big fire, with such a big flame. But his kavone was not to be mavia the tachtim. That wasn't his intention. But it happened by itself. Is vitanekame sovalo kerab shimon deova dovashin mischavim pota. And in view of the fact that he was mischavim only to be mechabed elyeneis, he wasn't mischaving to be mavia the tachtenes. So Mele Reb Lezer Reb Tzodik says, so Mele the Reb Shimon says that he is chayiv only for kibbutz. And Reb Lezer Reb Tzodik, he agrees with Reb Yudeh that even Dovashim is mischave in his osim. So Teisves has the kasha. Because Teisves in Shabbos Perikiro, in Krises, in Yume, in many places, Teisves and many other Rishenim. So they say that even Reb Yudeh, who says Dovashim is mischave in his osim kolateri kule. So there is a distinction between kolateri kule isurim and Shabbos isurim. Because in Kol Aterikule, according to Rabbi Yude, Dovashin Mischavim is also Midraise and is Chayim Malkes. And if it is the kind of an Avera for which there is Mise, there should be Mise. But it's also Midraise. Mashein Kein, by Shabbos Dovashin Mischavim. So Rabbi Yude says that it's also, so it's only also Midrabonon. But Midraise it's Muta. Why? Because by Shabbos there is a special aloche of Melechis Machsheves. If it's any Mischavim, so Mimele, it's not in Lechaz Machshev. So that means, according to Teisves, in Shabbos, Perikiro, in Krises, and many other Rishim. In many other Rishim. And according to one Girse of Rishim, it's a Gemara Mephoreshes in Yume. According to the other Girse, so it's not Mephoresh in Yume. But according to one Girse, it's a Gemara Mephoreshes in Yume. So Rabbi Yude is made the Dovashin Mischav by Shabbos is Muta Midrais. Why? Because it's not Melechas Machsheves. So, but by Shor Isurim, so there is no Gzeras HaKosuf of Melechas Machsheves. But according to Rabbi Shimon, so there is a general principle of Dovashin Mischav is Muta Midrais Kule. But Mashein Kein, according to Rabbi Yude, there is no such general principle. So he's also Natera and he's Chayev. For example, let's say according to Rav Shimon, a nozir is not allowed to comb his hair. Why isn't he allowed to comb his hair? Because when you comb the hair, so it's a psikration. But to straighten out his hair with his hand, a nozir is allowed according to Rav Shimon, because it's not a psikration. Sometimes when you straighten out your hair with your hand, so you do tear out hair, sometimes you don't. So mimele, it's muta lechatchile according to Reb Shimon for a nozir to be chayfei from fast space is sar. You know, according to Reb Yude, it's awesome, not all. And suppose he does straighten out his hair with his hand and he tears out the hair, so then he's chayef. If there will be asroye, so it will be chayef malkes. It's awesome, not all. So Dovashin Mischav according to Reb Yude is awesome in the rice. Mashein Kein, by Shabbos. So according to Rav Shimon, it's muta to walk on grass. Yeah, and even if you do pluck out grass, but you're not mischaving, so it's muta lechatchila. And if you pluck out, you pluck out. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not Rav Shimon mischaving, it's psikreish, it isn't. According to Rav Yude, even though it's not a psikreish, you're not allowed to walk on grass, lest you will pluck out grass. But midrash it's not osir. Why? Because it's not in lechas machshevis. So Meile Teisa says the Kashe, how can Ravashi apply the machlekes between Tanekame Hachite Yecholi? So Tanekame says he's only Chayv one Chatus on the score of Gib, because he was Mechabe Del Yates, but he's not Chayv Mavir on the score of the Avore of the Tachteinis. Pinchin is chavim lirbiz vuvu malei and tanekam is sova krab shim dovo shim is chavim potea v'rab lezeb rab tzorik sova lo krab dovo shim is chavim chayev. But here Rab Yude is made by Shabbos that he is potea. How can he be chayev achatus? So Teisves gives a teretz. No, the reason as to why the Gemara says Rav Blezer, Rav Tzodek, Sobol of Rav Yudeh, Doma Dorashin Mischav L'chayev, is because two Rav Yudeh is made by Shabbos, Dorashin Mischav L'spotah. It's not Lachs Machsheves. But that's only in the case where there is no psikresha, like walking on grass on Shabbos. There is no psikresha. Sometimes you walk and you don't look out grass. Sometimes you do. So even if you did, so it's muta midaraisa according to Rav Yudeh, even according to Rav Yudeh. Because it's not in Melechas Machsheves. Masheinkin here, it's a psikreishe. When you stir the Gecholim, so you necessarily have to be Mavir the Tachtenis. So even though he's not mischaving, so really is chayev. So the question then arises, so why does Danakame say he's not chayev on the score of Mavir? But Abaye v'roved amret Abaye made the Rapshim a psikreishe v'liyomus. So Teisve says that in Achaname, as far as Dovashin mischaving is concerned, So here it is considered mischav mivali with Rav Shimon because it's psikreishe. But when the Gemara says with anekame sovelot Rav Shimon, domar dovashin mischav poter, it doesn't mean dovashin mischav. It means melocha shenitzricha legufa poter, because Rav Shimon says two alochas. One alocha that Rav Shimon says is the dovashin mischav is mutan kolater kulei, and then Rav Shimon says another alocha, Shabbos dik alocha, that melocha shenitzricha legufa is poter is mutan midraise. So when the Gemara says Rav Ashi Omar Kish Mischav Liyor Beis Vuhubur Malayen with an Ekame Sobol Rav Shiba Rosh Mischav Poter, Dovah Shem Mischav doesn't mean Dovah Shem Mischav, it means Mlocha Shem Yitzrich Leguf. Rav Lezer Batzodik Sobol Rav Yudeh Dovah Dovah Shem Mischav Mlocha Shem Yitzrich Leguf for Yischayim. This is how Tesis explains. Now the Ram, some Mele, if we pass the question of Melocha Shenitzrich Leguf is Chayiv, so the Rambam should be expected to pasken like Rav Lezer and Rav Tzodek, if the Rambam had agreed with Tesis Pshat. But the Rambam was not pasken like Rav Lezer and Rav Tzodek. P Pirek Zayin Milcheshgoges Halach Yedveis. The last Halach in Pirek Zayin of Shgoges. In the Rama. Hachite Gecholim B'Shabes. Sheu Michabes Olyeneis. Umadlik Zachteneis. Im Nischav Lir Beisu Leavir Chayv Shtayim. But if Nischave just Lir Beis, V'yubur Malayem, then Chayv Lachas. So the Kashi is raised by Nisi Kalim, by all the Nisi Kalim. So that's contrary. So the question is, so obviously the Rambam did not explain like Tesves the Gemara. And the Rambam explained the Gemara Kipshute, that when the Gemara says, Kishin is Chavim Lir Beis Vubur Malayen, Vitane Kamis Ovlot Rep Shimon Dova Dova Shem is Chavim is Potter. Verblezer Rav Tzolik Sovlot Rep Shimon Dova Dova Shem is Chavim is Chayiv. Since the Rambam explained it kipshute, that it means Dovashim Mischav Mamesh, and since the Rambam passes like Rapshim Dovashim Mischav is Poter, is Muter, so Mimele he passes that it's Poter. But then the question of Teishes is against the Rambam. So even Rabbi Yude should agree that it's Poter, because by Shabbos Dovashim Mischav is not in Lachetz Machsheves. So what does Tesis say? Here we deal with the case of secretion. So then even Rav Shimon should be made. So Tesis says, as far as Dovashim Mischavim is concerned, Rav Shimon would agree that he is Potter, but he should be hired. But Rav Shimon says Potter for a different reason, because of Lachash and Tzichel Gupo. But the Rambam passes Lachash and Tzichel Gupo is hired. So why does he pass Limloy Mischav Lahavir? That is Potter. So Reb Chaim says as follows, a very simple tariff. He says, true, it's a psikreishe, but the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Orch, that psikreishe de lo yich peslei is muta. And we don't have, Reb Chaim says that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Orch, but we don't have to go so far as to say that the Rambam agrees with the whole Shita of the Orch, because we see Teisves in Suves Davov agrees with the Orch Shita in regard to the Derais. But he's only chilek in Suves Davov in regard to the Rabbon. Teisves in our Dafayin Hei, Teisves in Shabbos Dav Gimel is chilek and the Oruch even in regard to the Reise. But Teisves in Suves Davov is made to the Oruch. That Pekmeshan Lich Peslei is muta mid Reise. But mid Rabbon it's also the Oruch holds it's muta lechatchil even mid Rabbon. So we don't have to go so far as to say that the Rambam agrees with the whole Shita of the Orch. All that is necessary is that the Rambam, lichol apoches, in regard to the Reise, the Rambam agrees with the Orch. The psikreishe de lo yich peslei is mutam nato. Whether the Rabbanon is also mutam is another question. It's not important for the Rambam. So mimele, here in this case, where is mechabe to be mechabe the aliens, and he is not mechabe to be mavir the tachtenis, but it happens by itself. So he is indifferent to it. He doesn't benefit from the fact that the tachtenis were moving. So it's a psikreshel yif peslei. Psikreshel yif peslei midarai says considered a lashim mechabe. But Rabbi Yude holds dovashim mechabe. So Tesis Kashi was, but Rabbi Yude is made a Shabbos at its Poter. So Rabbi Chaim says one thing, and this is mentioned by the Miri. I mentioned already that the Miri says the same thing in a few words. So Rabbi Chaim says that there is a fundamental distinction between the concept of Melechas Machsheves as Chotoro and the concept of Dovashim Mischav, which is a deal in Kol HaTerekule. The Aloche of Dovashim Mischav Muter in Kol HaTerekule by Shabbos, by Nozir, by every Iser. By the Iser of Sirus, by the Iser of Klayin, of wearing Klayin. So this is a concept of Kavone, of intention. So Memele, a Nozir is allowed to straighten out his hair with his hand. Why? Because even if he tears out hair, he's not Mischavi. But if there is a Psikreshe, then he's considered Mischavi, even though Bimtzias, he did not intend to do the Maise Iser. But Al Pedin it's considered Mischavi. So the Orch Shite is, and the Rambam Shite is, when do we say that Psikreishe is considered Mischavi, even though Bipeyal he was not Mischavi, if he's Nene from the Psikreishe? Let's say if I pour water over my hands on my own garden, on my own grass, and that promotes the growth of the grass. So mimele I'm nene. So even though I didn't intend bishas maise to promote the growth of the grass, I just intended to wash my hands because I wanted to eat. But it's a secretion, I'm nene from it. So it's considered alpedim that I was mischaving to promote the growth of the grass. One second, please let me finish. If it's a psikreisha doloich peslei, if it is a psikreisha doloich peslei, so then if it's a psikreisha doloich peslei, so then it's not considered mischave. It's not considered mischave. But so this so the aloche of psikreisha doloich peslei that is mentioned by the Oruch has relevance to the concept of Doboshin Mishavini Kolaterikule, which is a concept of kavone, of intention. So intention means intention. But there is aloche, psikreishe is considered constructively, legally. It's considered as if he had kavone, even though bimtzias he did not intend. So when do we say that legally alpidim, it's considered that he had kavone, even bimtzias he did not intend, if he's nene from it. But if he's not nene, it's not considered mishav. That's the Mashayim came ligabi da aloche of Meleches Machsheves. So there it's not a concept of kavone, it's a requirement of yidin. Hoyso eve munachas lebisecheike, velo yikya bevishocho, is lishabes poter. In other words, if I have many things in my pockets, and I forget that I have many things in my pocket, and I walk outside and I carry it the whole day, so it's no maisavere, because the meloche was not done consciously. Bidios. So it's an inyan, it's an element of yediye, not of kavone, of intention, but of yediye. It has to be a conscious act. Then it's a meloche asur b'shabes. If it's not a conscious act, so it's not a meloche asur. So not only when he had no idea that he does a meloche. Let's say if he walks outside on Shabbos and he has his wallet in his pocket, he doesn't know, he's not aware of the fact that he has his wallet in his pocket. So then Yediyah is lacking altogether. But even if I walk on grass on Shabbos, so I know that there is a possibility that I will pluck out grass, but I'm not sure, so it's not considered a real Yediyah. So Memele, the element of Yediyah is lacking. So when is the element of Yediyah lacking? If there is no psikreishah, when I walk on grass. But when I stir the gecholim, and I am mechaveh to be mechaveh the elyeinu, but mimele the tachteinim become uva. So the element of yediyah is there. I know that they become uva. But according to Reb Shimon, that there is a din of kavone. So, but psikreishe is considered mischaveh. Only psikreishe the nichale is considered mischaveh. Psikreishe de loich beslei is not considered mischaveh. Mashein kein, according to Rabbi Yude, then there is no din of kavone in kolater kule. So by Shabbos there is no din of kavone either. Shabbos is not different than kolater kule. But there is a din of meleches machsheves by Shabbos. That's not a din of kavone. That's a din of yediyah. That he has to be conscious. He has to be sure that he is doing the meloche. So if there is no psikreishe, he's not sure. So he's not conscious of the act of meloche. Then he finds out that he did pluck out grass. But at the time when he walked, he wasn't sure. Mashein came by chidik acholim. He is sure that he's mavir. That he is mavir the tachtein is. So maybe the element of yediyah is there. And this is mentioned by the Miri in a few words. So Mimele, the Rambam explains the Gemara Kipshut. The Rambam explains the Gemara Kipshut. Kigei, Vitalikamis of Tim Zishavim, Lir Beis Vivurum Aleir, Talikamis of Aloki Rapshim Dova Dovashim Mishavim Potter. So the Gemara, according to the Rambam, it means the Dovashim Mishavim, the Kolatir Kumitik Alochet of Dovashim Mishavim. That it's Muta. So, and here it's a Psikreishi, as Stasis says. But it's a Psikreishi Lir Pesle. So according to Rapshim, it's not considered Mishavim. But the Rabbi Yud, so true, Rabbi Yehuda is made by Dovashim Mishav where there is no psikreishe. Because over there, there is no psikreishe when one walks on grass. So the element of yediyah is lacking. But here there is a psikreishe, so the element of yediyah is not lacking. So it's a conscious act. So it is the Melachas Machsheves. So is Chaya. Now you look up the Mir in Pirka Beine, so you'll see that the Miri accepts the Shita of the Oruch in regard to the Raise. So he says, if someone is not mischaven, got its psikreishin, and he's not nene from the psikreishin, so midraise it is muta, but midrabonon it is also like teisves in suvet avo, and then he says according to Rav Shimon, so midraise it is muta, midrabonon it is osa according to Rav Shimon, but according to Rav Yude. So if there is no psikreishin altogether, then it's not osa midraise, because it's not melachas machsheves. But if there is a psikreishe, even though it's not nene from the psikreishe, so then it's chayev according to Rav Yehuda. So mele, this is how the Rambam explains it now. Now, Teisves in Ksuves Davo also accepts the shite of the Aruch in regard to the Raisa. The special yichpesle with the raise it's considered in mischab, but with rabbonon it's considered mischab. Now what is so? The Oruch mentions many rayes. So many rayes are rayes that in Shabbos, but there are a few rayes that the Oruch mentions that are not Shabbos the rayes that pertain to kol atir kol yisur. For example, Meichik Sus Meichom Kedarkom, we discussed that in Yevomes. Uvuvachel Yischavin, Bechamo Pnei Hamo, Bleakshomim Pnei Akshomim. So the question is, so all the Rishonim is the Kashi, but it's Psikhaishe. So the Gemara in Yevomes says, it's in accordance with Rav Shimon, who says, Domesh Mischavin Muta, but it's Psikhaishe. So Teisves gives the Teretz in Volotame that we are dealing with a case where it's not a Psikhaishe. It's not a psikreishe. In other words, let's say it's not cold, and he's wearing and it's not sure that he'll be nene from the extra jacket of lion that he puts on to be mavrich hasameches. So maybe it's not a psikreishe, but where it is a psikreishe, so then einochaname, so it'll be awesome. But that's one of the rayas of the Oruch, that psikreishe lo yichpeslei is muta. Then another raya that does not pertain to Shabbos, but to Kolat Yerikule, is the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Aleph. Gemara in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Aleph, that's the basic Gemara in Psikrei Shelo Yichpes. So the Gemara says, Oma Shmuel, Hamisnadei, Daf Tzadik Aleph, Oma Beis, Oma Shmuel, Hamismadif Yain maybe Zalfi al Gabish. So if somebody is Misnadif Yain, so he has to pour it al Gabishim on the fire of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, how can he pour it on the, how can Shmuel say that you pour it? The Nisuch Hayayin, you can pour it on the holim of the Mizbeach, but there is a law in the Torah. Eish Tomi took it on Mizbeach, Loi Sirbe. So it's allowed, you're not allowed to extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says that Shmuel Kirab Shimon Svirale. The Omar Shmuel that Kirab Shimon Svirale, that Domashin Mischavein is Mut. So again, all the Rishonim has the Kashe, but it's made Rab Shimon Psikheshel Yomus. And when you pour wine on the Mizbeach, so you must necessarily extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So some Rishonim give the Teretz, he has to pour it in such a way that it will not involve a psikreishe. Let's say on the sides, not directly on the Gecholet, on the sides of the Mizbeach. So, but the Oruch deduces from this Gemore that psikreishe de lo yichpesle is mutan kol atereko. Well, right here it's not only Shabbos, so that's also one of the rayas of the Oruch. Now, let's see. So that's one of the rayas of the Oruch. Now, Teisves, the Gemara in Shabbos, mm-hmm. The Mishnah says in Shminas Chotzim, Tavkub Zayin Omid Aleph, Shminas Chotzim Amurim B'Teir HaTzodon V'Achiru Ben Chayev, Shosh Chotzim Umos M'Achiru Ben Potah, HaTzodon L'Tzirach Chayev, Shalui L'Tzirach Potah. Now, then, the Gemara says, Tavkub Zayin Omid Beit, in regard to that Gemara, HaTzodon L'Tzirach Chayev, Man Tane, after the two dots, after the third two dots. So, Man Tane, Omar Tavkub Zayin Omid Beit, Man Tane Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav Reb Shimoni Dom Amlocha Shem Tzchiru Lgupa Potala Ike De Masne Lo Aho Hamafis Musa Bishabes Im Lasis Lo Pe Chaye Im Lahitzi Menu Leicho Potah Man Tane Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav Reb Shimoni Dom Amlocha Shem Tzchiru Lgupa Potala Vii Ike De Masne Lo Aho Hatzot Nochosh Bishabes Im Nisasik Bishol Yishchenu Potah Im Lepur Chaye Man Tane Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav Reb Shimoni Dom Amlocha Shem Tzchiru Lgupa Potala. So the Gemara says now here. So it is mentioned that a mapis mose. In other words, if someone has an abscess in his roof, and then he squeezes out the pus. So imlasis lope. If the purpose is to make an opening, the lachnis or heitzi. So then it's chayev chayev. Mishum beine chayev. Mishum makim bepatish. Whatever it is. But imlahitzim and alecho. But if the purpose, his intention is just to draw out the pus, so then he's potter. So why is he potter? So the Gemara says, so Rav says that this braise accords with Rav Shimon. The says, Melocha Shem Tzrich L'Gufa Potter. The implication being that if we pass like Rav Yud, that Melocha Shem Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayev, so Amap is Mosa B'Shabes, even if the Kavoni is Lehitzim Imenu, Leicho is also Chayev. Because the Gemara Rav says that the only reason as to why the price says Amapis Musa Bishabes Lehitzim and Lecho is Poter is because Rav Shimon he don't Melocha Shem Tzrich L'Gufa Poter Aleo. But the Rambam Paskin is like Rav Yudah Melocha Shem Tzrich L'Gufa Yisrael, so the Rambam should Paskin that even Lehitzim and Lecho, so Yisrael, the Rambam Paskin this price that Amapis Musa Bishabes, if someone squeezes out the pus from a makom. And so if it is lasis lape, so then it's chayef, and if it's melecho, so it's poter and it's even muter, because as far as it's even muter, he says it's even muter. So then the Gemara also says hatzot noches b'shabes im isasik v'shol yishchenu poter. So the Gemara says that if let's say somebody will tie a noches, and the kavoni is not to capture the noches. The kavoni is to prevent the nochosh from biting people. So then is potter. We're not talking now about pikach nefesh. If it's pikach nefesh, so then it's muter. I mean, no matter what. But the are nechoshim that are not tzakonis nefoshes. So if he does it in order to prevent the nochosh from biting anybody, so then it is potter. Why? So the Gemara says. It accords with Rav Shimon, who says Melocha Shem Tzrich L'Gufo Yispota. So the implication being that if we pass like Rav Yehudah, Melocha Shem Tzrich L'Gufo Yischayev, so even if he ties a nochosh or any chayo, a mazekes, for the purpose of preventing the chayo from being mazik people, should also be chayev. The Rambam passes Melocha Shem Tzrich L'Gufo Yischayev, so Mimele, he should pass that he's chayev, even if he does it, to prevent hezek. Not only if he does it for the purpose of capturing the chayo, but the Rambam paskins these rices. Perikud aloche zayin. Perikud mechashabes aloche zayin. Yud zayin. Hamafis shchin b'shabes. Kid laharchit pi amakom. כדרך שהורי כנסי שהם מסחבנים ברפואו להרחיב פי המקו, הרי זה חייב משומחי בפטיש שזו היא מלאכס הורי, והיא מפיסו if he squeezed out להיצי ממנו הלך שבו not to make an opening, הרי זה מותר. הרי זה מותר. So the kashi is that the Gemara Rambam, the Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin says that this vice that says Amafis Musa B'Shabes Leitz Melech Poter and calls him Rav Shimon who says Mochashim Tzachol Gufo Yispota, called Gufo Yispota. So but the Rambam Paskens Mochashim Tzachol Gufo Yischayev, so you should say Chayev even Leheitzi Mimeno Leich, even Mene Leheitzi Mimeno Leich. Now, then, in perikyud halocha chofei, the other thing, remosim amazikim kinechoshim v'akrovim v'chayitz ben, afal pi sheinu memisim, so there is no sakonas nefoshes, it's not a poisonous snake, hoil v'nei shchoin, muta lotzi doisom v'shabes, v'hu she yischav l'inosom v'shabes chosom, keitza tu eise, keife kli aleinu, makif aleinu, kei shokish l'aziku. So to take a nochosh and tie it with the kavone of preventing is biting people, there is no sakonas nefoshes, is muta. But the Gemara says that it's muta, is poter and muta, because it accords with Rav Shimon, who says melocha shein tzricha legufo is poter, but the Rambam paskens melocha shein tzricha legufo is chayim. So they all ask that question. So Rav Chaim says, now, again, because the Rambam agrees with the shita of the Or, as far as the rice is concerned. So that means that psikreshel yichpesle is considered in a mischave. So mimele, if psikreshel yichpesle is considered in a mischave, here's a psikreshel yichpesle. He's considered mischave. See, map is more so. Or let's say, when he ties it, he puts a keila on it. He's not interested in capturing them. The only thing that he's interested in at this moment is he shouldn't bite it. He's not interested in capturing it. So memele it's a psikreshet lo yich peslei. Lo yich peslei. So memele it's in a mischavein. So that's why it's muta. But then the question arises, so the Gemara, why does the Gemara say, man tane repshi, omarav, yude, omarav, repshimeni, doma melocha shen tzrich lo gufo poter aleo. Why does the Gemara have to say, melocha shen tzrich lo gufo poter aleo? Let him say, man tane rep yude, doma doma shen mischavein muta. So Rav Chaim says, because the Gemara here daf kuvov, the Gemara says that Rav paskens like Rav Shimon in melocha shenitzricha legufo, that it's potter. But the Gemara in Kiro says in the sugi of Avamechom Shepinou that Rav paskens like Rav Yehuda in the shaile of Dovashim Mishram. So Rav paskens. Now there are two separate machlekes. There is one machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, the Dovah Shem Mishavim is muta on kolaterikule, or it's also on kolaterikule. Rav Shimon says it's muta kolaterikule. Rabbi Yehuda says it's also on kolaterikule. So Rav paskens like Rabbi Yehuda in the general machlekes of Dovah Shem Mishavim. The Dovah Shem Mishavim is also on kolaterikule. But Rav paskens like Rav Shimon in the specific machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon as to whether melocha shen tzrichah legufo is poter or chayim. So he paskens like Rav Shimon. Shmuel, just the reverse. Shmuel, he paskens like Rav Shimon in the general machlekes. The dovah shen mischavim is muta, the Gemara says in Perikiro. But in regard to the specific machlekes, melocha shen tzrichah legufo, whether it's chayim or poter. So he paskens like Rav Yehuda. So most Rishonim they pasken like Rav Shimon that melocha shen tzricha legufo is poter. Why do they pasken? Why do most Rishonim pasken like Rav Shimon? Because of these Gemaras. Because here the Gemara says man tanu omar Rav Yehuda rav omar rav Rav Shimoni the melocha shen tzricha legufo poter. Ikin masla ha mafis mosi b'shabes im leitzman olicha poter man tanu Rav Shimoni. Vikil Maslaho, again, Rav Shimoni, the Moloch Shem Tzrichah Legufo is Potter. So many prices accord with the view of Rav Shimon, Moloch Shem Tzrichah Legufo is Potter, and do not accord with the view of Rav Yehuda, Moloch Shem Tzrichah Legufo is Chayev. So, Memele, most Rishen deduce from all these Gemores that the Aloch is like Rav Shimon. But the Rambam and the Oruch, they say that the reason as to why the Gemara says, Man Tana Omer Rav Yudah Marav Rav Shimon Gam Loach Shetzchil Gufa Potter Leo, because Rav is the one who says it, and Rav paskens like Rav Yudah in the general machlekes. The Dovashin Mischavein is Chayim Klatekula. True, by Shabbos Rav is made it. That Dovashin Mischavein, where there is no psikreishe, that it's Potter. Because it's not in Lachas Machsheves. But in a case where there is a Psikreishe, so the element of Yediyah is not lacking, then according to Rabbi Yudah, it would be Chayev by Shabbos too. So in Mele, Rav cannot explain the Braise of Mapis Murse in Lehitzman Leicha Poter on the grounds of Dovashin Mischavein. Because there it's a Psikreishe no Yichbeslei. And Psikreishe no Yichbeslei only according to Rabbi Shimon is Muter. Masheinkin according to Rabbi Yudah, that in Kol Atere Kule even without the Psikreishe is Chayev. But by Shabbos he is Poter without the Psikreishe because the element of Yediyah is lacking. But where there is a Psikreishe, even though the Psikreishe is a Psikreishe no Yichbeslei, then the element of Yediyah is not lacking. So Mimele, he should be chayev even by Shabbos. So how can the Braise say, according to Rav, in Lehitzin Menuleicha Poter, so he must explain it on the basis of the other din of Rav Shimon. The other din of Rav Shimon, that Melochishin Tzichilugufo is Poter. Masha'in came the Rambam paskens that like Rabbi Yudah Melochishin Tzichilugufo is Chayev, but on the other hand, the paskens like Rabbi Shimon, the general machlekes, Dovashin Mischavein is Muter. So Mimele, it can be explained on the basis of Dovashin Mischavein, and with that, so we can answer Tesis Kasher. Rabbi Chaim says here the Gemara Dav Gimel Amud Aleph says Ve'omar Shmuel Kol Ptura De Shabbos Poter Avoloser Bar Mahanet Lat Di Poter Umuter Tzedas Svi V'Tzedas Nochosh Umafis Murs. So where it says Mafis Murs Lehitzi Leicho, so it's Poter or Tzedas Nochosh Lehatzil Mishichose, so it's Poter even though there is no Sakonis Nefoshe. So here Poter means Poter Umuter, Poter Umuter. So Shmuel says that. So Tesis says the Kashe, Tesis says the Kashe, Hiksho Ba'aloch Ezeiles Di Shmuel Adi Shmuel Di Oches Ova Shmuel Meloch Hashem Yitzchich Leguffo Poter Kereb Shimon Umishum Tzara Di Guffe Shore. So here he says Mapis Murse Leitzman Leicho is Poter. Why is Poter? So Rav says Davkuk Zayin, because it accords with Rav Shimon, Lochashin Tzrih Lugufo is Potter. So that means that since Shmuel says that Potter means Potter Umuter, so that Shmuel also passes like Rav Shimon, Lochashin Tzrih Lugufo is Potter. Kiro Amrino Bidovashin Mischavim Sobo Lok Rav Shimon Bimlochashin Tzrih Lugufo Sobo Lok Rav Yudah. So he says Tireh Vitiret Rav Netam Vishmuel Koma Vishmuel Koma Til Rav Shimon Vioma Lochashin Tzrih Lugufo Potter Vahanet Lat Potter Umuter. But I live the day who paskens. So he says. So the Rav Shimon Domer Lochashin Tzchil Gufo is Poter. But I live the day who paskens like Rav Yudah. That Lochashin Tzchil Gufo is Chayev. So Mapis Musa Leitzleicho is Chayev. But the Rambam explained it Kepshute. That Shmuel didn't say it. I live the Rav Shimon who says Lochashin Tzchil Gufo is Poter. But I live the Emes. I live the Nafshe. Why? Because this din of Mapis Murs or Leitzleicho is Poter can be explained on the basis of the Lashon Mischavein also. But Rav explains it Dafkuf Zayin on the basis of Lashon Tzrich Gufo. So the answer is Rav is forced to explain it on the basis of Lashon Tzrich Gufo. Because Rav paskens like Rav Yudah in Kolat Erikule. The Dovashin Mischavein is Chayim in Kolat Erikule. And by Shabbos he is Poter if there is no Psikreishe because of the element of Yediyah, Melachas Machsheves, Masha'in came where there is a Psikreishe, even if it's a Psikreishe, the Loich Beslei, so the element of Yediyah is not lacking. So Rav couldn't explain it on the basis of Dovashin Mischavein, because he paskens Dovashin Mischavein is also. So Memele is forced to explain it on the basis of Moshin Tzrele Gufo. Masha'in came Shmuel, who paskens that Dovashin Mischavein is Muter. So even though he holds that Melochishin Tzchil Gufo is Chayev, so he can explain this din of Im Lehitzim and Leicho is Poter on the basis of Dovashin Mischav. Of Dovashin Mischav. Alright. Now.
Can't you say that?
Please, you'll ask me later. Please, you'll ask me later all the questions. There is no limit to what you can say. You can say many things. So I'll never be able to finish the Shia if we'll spend the time, you know, in listening to what we can say. And I have to cover certain ground, and I cannot. After the Shia, you'll tell me what we can say. Now, so the Shittes HaRambam is like the Shittes Oruch. Now, and one of the Rayas of the Oruch is the Gemore in Zvochit, after the Kalef Omud Beis, of Mizalfin Yayin Al Gabish. So all the Rishim has the Kashi. How can the Gemore say that Shmuel, Sviralik Reb Shimon, but when you pour wine on the Gecholim of the Mizbeach, so it's a psychation. So Teisves gives the Teretz, he has to pour it in such a way that it will not necessarily extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. Rashi also has that Kashi. And Rashi gives another Teretz. Rashi says, Horeb Shimon, Shmuel Kreb Shimon, Lechim de Mizchavin Lirbeis, Ein Loisir bin Rayol of Leesir. So Rashi also has that kasha. It's a psychration. So Rashi gives a very strange terrors. Efshar the mizalefle bitipim dakis made. Hilkach iname mechabe bitipim gaseis. Dobashim mischabe. So Rashi gives a very strange terrors. He says, here we cannot apply the concept of psychration because it's possible to pour with minute drops. So then, it will not extinguish the fire. It will certainly not necessarily extinguish the fire. So since it's possible for him to pour the wine, very lightly with minute drops, tipin dakes, so Mimele is allowed to pour it even with tipin gases. The question is, but if Rashi had said that Shmuel requires that the wine should be poured in minute drops, then we could understand Rashi's lomdes. But Rashi says, in view of the fact that it's biyode to pour the wine in minute drops, so then it will not necessarily extinguish the fire. So he's allowed lechatchile to drop it, to pour the wine with tipping gases. But the question is, what when he pours with tipping gases, then it is a psikresh. Now, so we have to understand this Rashi. Now, there is a Mishnah in Perikko Erek that Kuvo Vomit Beis. Tzvi Shenichtas Lebeis V'Noal Echod Bifon Of Chayet Noal U'Shnayim Ptum. Then the second Mishnah, the Vane Yoshef O'Echod Al HaPesach V'Loi Milo Yoshef Hashem Milo. Let's say Tzvi a deer enter the house and the door was open, and then somebody, Ruvein, sat at the doorway, thereby preventing the Tzvi from coming out. He served as a door himself. So Yoshev Lechod Al Pesach. So if he sat that way, so then he in effect is capturing the deer. But suppose Yoshev he's not so heavy. So when he sat in the doorway, there was still enough space in the doorway for the tzvi to come out. So then somebody else sat down next to him. So the two of them together, they already filled up the whole space of the doorway. So the tzvi was already caught. He couldn't leave. So Yoshev alach la'pesach v'lo imelo, Yoshev Hashem imelo, Hashem yichayeh. Because the first one, when he sat down, he didn't do any act of tzedek, because he did not prevent the tzvi from coming out. So he didn't do any tzedek. The second one, by filling up the space, he did an act of tzedek. So the second one is chayav. Yoshev avishino ha-pesach umulo, ubo ha-sheni v'yoshev v'tzide, af al pi she'omad ho-rishen v'holachlei, ho-rishen chayav ha-sheni potah. So suppose the first one filled up the whole space, and then the second one sat down next to him, so it wasn't necessary. The tzvi was already caught and trapped before, but then the second one sat in front of him, and he also filled up the whole space. But and then Uvashemi Yoshim today, Afal Pishoma do Hishim Holachle, so Rishen Chayev Vashemi Pota. Why? Because the Rishen when he sat down, so he made the Tzvi caught in the house. The second one when he sat in front of him, so he didn't accomplish anything because the Tzvi was caught in the house anyway. So Afal Pishoma do Hishim Holachle, or Rishen Chayev Vashemi Pota. So we understand that the rationale of this din, but then the Mishnah gives a certain motion. Holy Moshe Deime Linayelas Beisei Lishemrei Vinimtzo Tzvi Shomo Beisei. So what's the meaning of that motion? So there is a machlekes between the Rashi and the Ram as to the meaning of that motion. Holy Moshe Deime Linayelas Beisei Lishemrei Vinimtzo Tzvi Shomo Beisei. Now the Ram and the Rim. So he explains, the Ran explains this when the Mishnah says, Holy Mezadeime, Lineal Basil Shomrei, Vinimtsa Tzvi Shomo Besechai. So he's Potter. Why is it Potter? I mean, if you close the door, there is a Tzvi in the house, and as long as the door is open, the Tzvi is free to leave the house. Then you close the door, you lock the door, thereby preventing the Tzvi from coming out. So you are in effect capturing the Tzvi, you are apprehending the Tzvi. Why is it Potter? Why does the Mishnah say Holm is a Deime and Neil Beis Hashem is a Tzvi Shom Asafet? So the Ran explains that Lom is a Deime Me'acha Lema is a Deime Me'acha Shemitzit Al Gerishni Me'neil Beis Hashemrei V'nimtza Tzvi Shom Asafet Perush Kigen Sheyesh Tzvi Besich Abayis V'adelis Miguf. The door is closed, locked. So what did he do? He locked it again. Another lock. So then he's not chayev because the tzvi couldn't. One lock was enough for the tzvi, but you could say maybe that tzvi, if you didn't lock it, another lock. So maybe the tzvi somehow would have managed to open the door, and because of that, we don't say that. So we say in such a case he's potter. This is how the Ran explains it. But the Rashbo, then he mentions the shita of the Rashbo. The Rashbo explains it differently. Holy Moshe Deimel Inayel Beisel Shemrei. That means there is a tzvi in the house, there is a deer in the house, and then the door is open. Then the owner of the house, he sees the door of the house is open, he knows there is a tzvi, but every day he's accustomed to close the door of the house because he doesn't want any ganovim to come into the house and steal his money. So now too, that he knows that there is a tzvi in the house and the door is open, he decided to close the door. So his primary kavone is to watch the house against another, not to capture the tzvi. But in view of the fact that he knows there is a tzvi in the house, so he has a double kavone. First of all, he closes the door for the purpose of protecting the house against ganavim. Number two, he has another kavone. He closes the door in order to apprehend the tzvi too. So that is potter. This is how the Rashba explains the Mishneh. Holy Moshe Deime Linael Beisei Lishomrei V'nimtza Tzvi Shomo Besechai. So the Ran asks a kashe against his masik against the Rashba. He says it's Merav Sinik. First of all, he here is Mischav Mamish. He's Mischav Mamish to capture the Tzvi, but he has two kavanos. He closes the door for two reasons. Number one, to watch the house against ganavim. Number two, to apprehend the tzvi. But he has the kavone, so he's mischav mamish. So how can we say dovah sheni mischav? That's one kashi. And then he says, it's a psikreish, it's ligorat and a psikreish. Even if he wasn't mischav mamish, he should be osar and should be chay. So he's masik against the Rashba's pshat in the Mishnah. Now, so we have to understand. So there are two kashes against the Rashba. Number one, it's a psikreishin. The tzvi is certainly as a result of closing the door. The tzvi is going to be caught. So it's a psikreishin. Number two, it's mischav mamesh. We don't even have to resort to psikreishin. So let's first consider the kashe. that it's mischav mamish, because that's a stronger kasha. Now, in the Sugya Imsochim there is a machlekes between Abai and Rabbi whether Hanoe Haboel in Odom Balkoche Abayom Amuteres Virovom Asuf. So that is reference, let's say, to the specific case as Rashi and Tisus explain it. Let's say, suppose someone is walking in the street and then there are certain heathens who are Makhtir Kteres Lavadizor, and there is a very significant fragrance emanating from that incense of the Avrizor, and you're not allowed to have anoyer from Avrizor, from incense of Avrizor. It's allowed to rise. We don't got from Nachere. So if you're not in Avrizor, you're either allowed to rise. So the question is, he has to go to work, and he passes by a certain street where the heathens are maktekteres, and then by passing through that block, he will enjoy the fragrance of that avrizor, of that incense. So is it muta or it's osa? That's hanoya abor lilodom balkov. Abayoma muteres viroveroma aso. Viroveroma aso. So then there are two lishenis anymore. So then the second lashon is ikedam. Efsha veloi mechavei Hine pluktaye der gebid der rabshim. Lo yefshav lo ikam khav in kulam mit pligad shok. Ki pligad lo yefshav ikam khav. Va li mit der rabshim endos lo bosa kavone kulam lo pligad os. Ki pligad ali mit der gebude do mal ich nem khav in lo ich ne lo ich ne shei mis khav in efshav os. Efshav iz os. A baye ke rabyud. Vi khov o mal och at kam ikam rabyud shei mis khav in ki mis khav in ul khumre. Avo mis khav in ki shei mis khav in lo kulelo. Now, so what's the pshat? So the Gemara in the second lashon applies the machlekes between Abai and Rove in regard to the case lo yefshar v'kom echad. What it mean lo yefshar? Lo yefshar, so which the Ran points out in Psochim. Doesn't mean lo yefshar, there is no other way, otherwise he'll die. I mean, it's a constant foshes. Lo yefshar means he has to go to his work. It's still possible for him not to go to work, he'll stay home. But this is what he does every day. He has to go a certain way, and there is no other street through which he can go to work. He has to pass by this street, and on that street the heathens are makter teres lavrizor. So that's called loyefsha. So he decides, I have to go through that block anyway. I might as well enjoy the fragrance of the incense. So that's called lo yefshar v'kom echad. So alibi de Rav Shimon de'osel bosa kavone kulam le'pligad osa. So according to Rav Shimon, it's certainly osa, because according to Rav Shimon, so a certain ma'ase which with kavone it's a ma'ase avere. Without kavone, it's not a ma'ase avere. So the kavone is the essential element in a ma'ase avere. The same ma'ase without kavone can be muter. And with kavone, it's awesome. So what do we see? That according to Rav Shimon, the kavone is an essential element of the ma'ase avere. So memeila, he cannot argue. So even Abaye will agree that it's impossible to argue that according to Rav Shimon, since he has to pass by this block anyway, he couldn't go to work through any other street. And he will unavoidably enjoy the fragrance, whether he likes it or not. So Memele, he can be mischaving. He can intend to enjoy the fragrance. No, because according to Rav Shimon,